The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul gives us at the beginning of our reading today a grandiose picture, a picture that starts with creation and goes through redemption and sanctification. It's a creed in miniature. Most exegetes think that this is some kind of an early Christian hymn, a hymn in which the first Christians professed their belief that Christ is the firstborn. He is the image of the God. In him the godness fully dwells, and by him everything is created. Maybe you were reminded of the Nicene Creed when you heard that, visible and invisible. Of course, in the Nicene Creed, it's part of the first article, not of the second article. It is important here for St. Paul to mention that because people in Colossae were fascinated by some teachers who taught them that, well, there's the simple Christianity, but beyond the simple Christianity, there is a higher knowledge where you now interact with the angels, with the thrones and dominions and rulers and authorities. And so Paul tells the people in Colossae here, no, it's not higher. The highest thing is Christ, because he is first, and through him everything has been created. Don't be fascinated by angels. Christ is much more fascinating because he is above all those angels. Now, after this hymn, after this grandiose picture, Paul then comes to you and you. So first he shows them these cosmic swirls, the eternity, creation, and now he talks about them. So where do they fit into the picture? And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind. Oh, okay, now comes the sin part, right? Alienated. I think mostly we use that either with family or with friends. Kids are alienated from their parents. It's more than drifted apart. There is something that is bad in that. A relationship has been broken. And conversely, children no longer fulfill their duty regarding their parents. Or parents no longer fulfill their duty towards their children. Alienation is the sign of a broken relationship, where there should be father and children, there are no strangers. So it is with humanity and God. Where we should be his children, trusting him and obeying him, we are by nature alienated from God. And that means not only that we drifted apart, like friends you haven't seen, like your college buddies that are not on Facebook, so you don't know what they are doing. There is more to it. Paul says that you were hostile in mind, doing evil things. Isn't that a little strong? I mean, those people in Colossae, they just didn't know, right? They were pagans. Okay, they followed the religion they learned. Can you really say that they were hostile towards the true God? Can you say that about a recent immigrant from Burma who arrives here in Fort Wayne, who's a Buddhist or a Muslim? Is he hostile towards the true God? What about your friends that dropped out of church and take a break? Are they hostile towards God? There are very few people who walk around raging like Prometheus, shaking their fist at God. That's not quite how it works. But they are hostile, objectively. Think of somebody who is an enemy. an enemy of, let's say, the Constitution, right? When you become a citizen, you have to swear the oath of allegiance, that you defend the Constitution and the laws against all enemies, foreign and domestic. An enemy is not necessarily somebody who throws bombs. An enemy is who says, I don't respect it. I will not obey. I am against it. I want to abolish it. And de facto, that's what humanity does after the fall. They do not respect God. They do not follow his rules. They are not thankful. And it shows. It shows. They honor other gods. They live in evil deeds. That's how you wear, says Paul. That's how you wear, you Colossians. But then everything has changed. He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Paul emphasizes the cross, the sacrifice on the cross, is the one thing that changes that alienation, that changes that enmity. It's strange. The people are alienated. Humanity is an enemy of God. But God changes the relationship, even though it's not his fault. In the body of his flesh, it's not just an idea, it's not just something I can tell you and then you know it. There has to really something happen. A man has to die. A man has to give his flesh for the sins of the world. So that we are no longer alien, are no longer enemies of God, but so that we are holy and blameless and above reproach. That's what you are. Holy and blameless and above reproach. And if you are a good Lutheran, you feel a little uncomfortable now, right? Now I'm a poor, miserable sinner. Holy and blameless? Well, in you are not. If you look at yourself, no, of course not. But if you look at Christ and what he has done and what he has given to you, you are holy and blameless and above reproach, because everything he has is yours. And so you don't have to be afraid of God. It's not like this awkward family reunion or wedding you have to attend with relatives you haven't seen, you don't care, you don't really want to see. And so you just hope that they have an open bar and you can hide. When you encounter God, you don't have to be afraid, even though you should, of course, if you look at yourself. But before God, you are now clothed in Christ's righteousness and holiness. And you can call upon him as Father. And you don't have to be afraid of the history you have with him, because the history is wiped out in Christ. And that's why at the end Paul says, therefore, continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Because that's how we are connected. That's how our relationship is whole and healed and good again. That's how we are holy and blameless and above reproach, not by our good deeds, but through faith. And why through faith? Because in faith you receive the gifts of God. And so Paul says, stick with that. That's the most important thing. That's the peace that God has made. Don't be sidetracked. Keep the faith. Stick with it, because in there you have Christ. In the word that I have proclaimed, says Paul, and in the word that has been proclaimed and is proclaimed, so that there might be peace and reconciliation in God our Father and we his children. Amen.